This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. I'm Johnny Hart. Let's join our guest for Monday. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon from Asia and good morning to you, Johnny.
Been a very interesting start to the week over here in Europe, with European stock markets really suffering following the weekend EU elections. We'll talk more about that in a moment or two, but we're still getting the hangover, aren't we, from Friday's non-farm payroll numbers, which were much higher than expected. We're seeing a strong dollar that's affected other markets as well. Those US jobs numbers, Kelvin, have really had an effect.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at Johnny, if I dive deeper into the jobs data report on Friday, it was rather a mixed data. So if you look at the headline non-farm payroll numbers actually went up above expectation. So market initially was looking at only a 185K or 182K increase of jobs for the non-farm payroll data for May. But however, it came in way beyond expected, shooting above 200K, coming at 272K. But what's interesting over here, in the last 2 months of data, it has been keep on revising downwards. So the previous months of April, it has been revised much lower from an initial release of 175K. So yes, on Friday, it was revised down to 165K. So there's actually a big risk that 272K increase on Friday could be revised downwards next 4 weeks from now. But market choose to ignore that and getting a bit frizzy on this very rosy headline non-farm payroll data and push up the dollar strength across the board, which is being supported by a push up in the 2-year US 10-year treasury yield and the 10-year US treasury yield, and also the Fed funds futures market as implied by the CME Fed Watch 2. The second potential interest rate cut that has been penciled in last week has been more or less priced out, because right now we're only seeing only a reduction chance of 40%. So market is only now kind of looking at only one interest rate cut in September FOMC. And also bear in mind, what's interesting over here is that the unemployment rate, which is another second component of the part of this jobs data on Friday that was released. So the unemployment rate actually rose to 4%, above 3.9%. So it has been hovering below 4% since January 2022. So with this uptick of 4% unemployment rate, it seems to us that labor market is not really that hot as implied by the headline number. But we still got to respect the short-term price movement of the dollar, given the fact that in today's Asia session, or at the start of the European session, we start to see another release of from France. The France president right now is calling for a snap France parliamentary election, not a presidential election, right? More of a France parliamentary election to actually kind of cement his mandate to see how the public gauge on between the center left and the far right. So that actually spooked the European currency as well. So we start to see the European currency trading much lower in today's Asia session. So as we are speaking, they are now at around 1.0740. So that's way below that 200-day moving average that was breached on last Friday.
Going back to what you were saying before about non-farm payroll and interest rates, you're now saying they're just pricing in one cut now in September. Of course, later this week, we do have the US CPI numbers, plus we'll have from the FOMC. So if there is a better than expected US CPI report, we might see a change in thought, perhaps.
Yes, precisely. So I think market participants will be pretty much glued towards the Wednesday FOMC meeting, not the outcome, but the guidance given from the statement, as well as Fed Chair Powell's press conference that will happen later. And also quite important, this time around, every 3 months, so this time is June already, they will release their latest dot plot. So what's the latest dot plot? It actually implies to us the median projection of what the Federal Reserve officials are projecting on key inflation trend in US, and most importantly, the implied interest rate cut that is being penciled in by the level of the Fed funds rate. So maybe let me talk about the inflation trend first. So in the previous March meeting where they released their last dot plot, the core PCE inflation trend was actually interestingly revised upwards at 2.6% year-on-year for 2024. That's from around 2 basis points higher than the 2.4% projected in the December. So market this time around will be quite interesting to see what's the Federal Reserve official thinking like. Will there be a further reduction of the 2.6% to around 2.4% core PCE inflation data for 2024, given the fact that right now, yes, we do have that rather headline, strong rosy headline non-farm payroll data out on Friday. But if you dive deeper, that as we discussed earlier, especially the unemployment rate has already ticked higher, so it's more like a mixed reading. And do not forget over here is that oil price do have a very strong direct correlation with inflation expectation in US. So every time whenever you see oil prices ticking higher, you have that 5-year and the 10-year US break-even rates. So that's actually an implied market transacted inflation expectation to tick above like 2.6% to 2.7%. And given the fact that based on the last 2 weeks of this OPEC Plus meeting, where the OPEC Plus member has decided not to extend that 2.2 million barrel per day voluntary cut until the end of this year, they rather choose it to end earlier in Q3 this year instead. So that could start to see a bit of more supply coming back into the oil market. So what you could see right now, the oil prices seems to be having a tendency to trade between this $70 per barrel topside, potentially $85 per barrel. So the chances of it going up to $85 per barrel or $90 per barrel seems to be pretty much remote. So if the Federal Reserve officials has such thinking as well, they could potentially revise downward their core PCE inflation projection for 2024. So right now, based on the March projection, it was 2.6%. Or another way to guide market over here is that they could actually look at the 2025 projection, which is being penciled in at 2.2%. So any numbers that is hovering around 2%, that could imply that they are thinking among the Federal Reserve officials that inflation expectation in US is more or less rather stable towards a downward bias rather than having kind of a chance of a upward adjustment on the upside, given that the oil prices has starts to seems to be forming a consensus around this lower limit of that $70 per barrel, upper limit around $85 per barrel. So that could be actually positive for risk assets for sure, because we start to see a much more cemented at least one interest rate cut before 2024 ends. And who knows, the odds may start to raise again for the second potential rate cut in December. So what we could means over here is that the initial dollar strength that we see from last Friday may be a bit of overdone if the US Federal Reserve come in and guided the market to their view that inflation expectation in US is not ticking up on the upward bias. So definitely for sure something to look out for in this coming Wednesday FOMC, not the outcome itself, because the outcome more or less market has really said no cut or no hike for this time around stamp pad. But what market is pretty much pivotal or very, very glued on will be the guidance that is given by the Federal Reserve Chair Powell's press conference, as well as the latest dot plot projection that is going to out on the same day itself. All right, so now that's for the US Federal Reserve side of the story. Then one more thing before we go is that we also do have another inflation data out from China as well. China data, yeah, for those who are really concerned, pretty much concerned about the Hong Kong stock market, Mr. Hang Seng Index, that has been quite rosy in the last April, but however, in the month of May, they starts to temper off a bit of the expectation. So this time around, market participants will be pretty much concerned whether we are able to see a further reduction in that deflationary risk spiral in China. So last week, we do have some positive China data, especially on the Caixin Compound Services PMI for May that continue to expand in China. So this time around, if you look at the PPI data in China, which is the production prices index that's considered as an input cost for factory gate prices, what market is expecting over here is that, yes, year-on-year rate is still in negative territory, But market expecting now is to actually inch much higher with a lower magnitude of contraction. That means previous month of April, they're expecting it negative 2.5%. And right now, they're actually looking at a reduction of negative 1.8%. So if the PPI trajectory in China continues to trend slowly, gently upwards, that means continuation in the reduction of the pace of the contractionary year-on-year figure. What it means that over here is that the odds of China being entrenched into a deflationary spiral mode seems to be getting lesser if this PPI data comes in within expectation at negative 1.8% year-on-year versus a much more pronounced contraction that was printed in April, which is at negative 2.5%. So that's something to look out for the Chinese economy. And lastly, before we go, we do have Bank of Japan as well. So Bank of Japan, something very interesting to look out for, will be on Friday. So this time around, market do not expect them to actually increase their interest rate hike again, because in the previous month, they actually normalized their short-term negative interest rate policy to bring it up to positive at around 0 to 0.25%. But what market is looking at over here is the JGB yields. So in the last 4 weeks or so, the JGB yields has been tracking upwards more or less within market driven rather than being suppressed by BOJ buying. So this time around, the Bank of Japan will start to release their monthly BOJ bond purchases. So if it starts to have a much more lower monthly purchases from Bank of Japan in terms of their JGB monthly operation, that could actually imply that BOJ now is much more comfortable in allowing market forces to detect the directional bias of their JGB yields. So if that's the case, that could also see a bit of dollar strength give back story that has taken shape on last Friday. So something to actually pay attention to from these two major central banks' guidances, not from directly from the exact interest rate decision, but rather from the subtle movement on their implied guidance. So the Fed will be, you know, the Fed chair press conference, the dot plot latest projection, and from the JGB side, the Bank of Japan side, will there be a potential reduction in its monthly JGB bond purchases on a monthly basis.
Okay, Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us. Very interesting. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.